This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 16th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Jennifer Nayer stepped down from Vela. She disclosed in a post in LinkedIn. The trade reported the move as well on her LinkedIn post. Nayer had been in the CEO role since 2015. The CME Group is living proof that going small can be big. The exchange operator yesterday announced that their micro equity index futures and options had traded more than 1 billion contracts since their launch. Micro E-mini equity index futures became available for trading across four U.S. indices, S&P 500, NASDAQ 100, Russell 2000, and Dow Jones Industrial Average in May of 2019. With micro E-mini options available on micro E-mini S&P and NASDAQ 100 futures contracts in August of 2020. Congratulations to the CME on this milestone. It is good to be king, or at least the CEO, of a huge global bank. JP Morgan's Jamie Dimon was allowed to skip Hong Kong's strict travel restrictions because of the size of the bank's operation in the Asian financial hub, Bloomberg reported. Friday, November 19th, 2021, is the deadline for the STA Women in Finance Ken Heath Award Advocacy and STA Women in Finance Mentor of the Year Award Mentorship. Nominations should be less than 200 words and should be emailed to sta@securitytraders.org. Daniel R. Gregus has been named as director of the Chicago Regional Office of the SEC. Gregus, a 28-year veteran of the SEC, has served as acting co-chair since June. Exchange Analytics has launched a new FINRA firm element and annual compliance meeting course, which is customizable to the needs of a firm's broker-dealer business. There is a link in today's newsletter for a demo of the course. The Wall Street Journal has a video titled, How DeFi Hopes to Disrupt Traditional Finance. There's a link in today's newsletter. The FT has a story titled, Cryptocurrencies, How Regulators Lost Control. Former Man Financial and MF Global CEO Kevin Davis was featured in an article in Authority Magazine published on Medium titled Remote Career Development, Kevin Davis of First Workings on How to Advance and Enhance Your Career When You Are Working Remotely. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. A little last minute, but Cboe Global Markets is hosting an Investor Day meeting today with its exchange leaders, including Ed Tilly, Chairman, President, and CEO, to discuss the company's financial targets and strategies over the next 3 to 5 years. The two-hour presentation begins at 9:30 Eastern Time, but the good news is that it will be rebroadcast. Register with a link in today's newsletter to log in. The replay will be available on Cboe's Investor Relations website under Events and Presentations. Colin Canwright's latest FinTech Rising reports on a recent Federal Reserve survey on the push for faster payments, as well as on the meeting in Chicago last week of the Chicago Digital Asset and Cryptocurrency Association's Decentralized Finance Conference. Read about both with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. FIA Expo 2021 video. Tom Lazenga of TNS talks tech. Tom Lazenga is global head of sales at TNS, or Transactions Network Services, a fintech firm that provides global real-time data communication networks to industry participants. John Lothian News interviewed him at FIA Expo about the firm's offerings and its plans for the future. You can watch it on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Institutional Investor. Why a California bartender won't stop trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin. The GameStop saga brought retail investors into a larger debate on how trades are executed, from payment for order flow to latency arbitrage. On October 17th, a truck parked in Times Square beamed a digital ad that asked, "Do you believe Ken Griffin lied?" The question and the ad are part of an ongoing brawl between meme stock-loving retail investors and Wall Street heavyweight Citadel Securities, which Griffin owns. And the row shows no sign of ending soon, at least not if 40-year-old California bartender Catherine Larson has any say in the matter. My comment, bartenders are natural influencers. They not only influence people, but they influence people who are under the influence. Here's a story from Crane's Chicago Business. Chicago, the forever rat capital. So far this year, Chicagoans have called 311 about the rodents more than twice as often as New Yorkers, according to a study. Chicagoans have called in rat complaints more than twice as often as New Yorkers this year, according to a new study. A little more than 60,000 rat complaints were phoned into Chicago's 311 line between January 1 and November 10th, according to a study released today by RentHop, an apartment market data source and renter's tool. In the same period, New Yorkers made just fewer than 26,000 rat calls. My comment. At the CBOT, we used to have a bad floor rat problem. Electronic trading seems to have eradicated that problem. Here's a story previously mentioned from Authority Magazine. Remote career development. Kevin Davis of First Workings on how to advance and enhance your career when you are working remotely. Do everything possible to find or create a space to work from. This might mean asking roommates or other members of the household to align their own schedules to accommodate this need. My comment, funny that this story lists Kevin Davis as having been the CEO of Man Financial and leaves out MF Global, where he was CEO at the time of the IPO. But then his LinkedIn account does not list any experience previous to his founding of First Workings. Here's the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the Wall Street Journal's Bitcoin creator Satoshi Nakamoto could be unmasked at Florida trial. Second was a Wall Street Journal opinion piece, The Chip That Changed the World, on the 50th anniversary of the launch of the Intel 40004 microprocessor. This writer's opinion that life has improved exponentially since is debatable. The third was DRW intern to full-time experience, a DRW video on YouTube. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for November 17th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Cryptocurrency juggernaut FTX has signed Major League Baseball phenom Shohei Ohtani to be a global ambassador with a deal that gives the two-way baseball player compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies. This is a brilliant marketing move by FTX, which continues to create connections between sports, gaming, and crypto. After news of Jennifer Nayer leaving her role at Vela/Exigy, Exigy issued a press release naming David Dave Foster as Chief Financial Officer and naming former CFO Krista Stewart as Chief Integration Officer, the role that Nayer held after having served as Vela CEO before the Exigy merger. Doug Bry is running a petition drive to be added to this year's ballot as an at-large CPO-CTA representative on the NFA Board of Directors. CTA-CPO member firms can send the NFA an email supporting Bry to election2022@nfa.futures.org. From the executive representative to the NFA with the member firm name attached. The deadline is December 2nd, so please send your petitions in soon. The New York Times wine critic, a job I wish I had, has a suggestion for 12 wines to serve at Thanksgiving and beyond. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from today's First Read section of JLN. FIA Expo 2021 video. Tom Lazenga of TNS talks tech. Tom Lazenga is Global Head of Sales at TNS, or Transaction Network Services, a fintech firm that provides global real-time data communication networks to industry participants. John Lothian News interviewed him at FIA Expo about the firm's technology offerings and its plans for the future. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a second video, The History of Financial Futures, Lee Oliver's Journey Back to His Beginnings. The most recent chapter of Lee Oliver's career took him back into the world of banking and FX trading. In the second part of a two-part interview with John Lothian, Oliver talked about his transition from a busy career as a freelance writer for Euromoney to a job writing and editing for Citibank's wire service. Oliver was part of a startup newswire for the bank, serving as content provider and editor for a newswire that ran at the bottom of Citibank's relaunch trading platform, content that had previously been limited to online chats and other tidbits delivered in an unstructured and unedited format. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here is a story from Bloomberg. Goldman Solomon says market greed is now outpacing fear. Dramatic change is needed in climate transition, Solomon says. China will continue to support financial opening, CEO says. Goldman Sachs Group Inc.'s Chief Executive Officer David Solomon said that markets could face a rocky time ahead as the global economy seeks to emerge from the abrupt impact of the pandemic. My comment, I disagree. Fear is just reflected differently at higher prices. Here's another story from Bloomberg. World Finance Center small businesses face a tough future. Flexible hours for office staff in cities around the world are leaving retail shops and services struggling as subsidies end. Flexible office hours hit businesses that rely on foot traffic. Many are closing down even as companies slowly reopen. In the world's financial centers, Thursday is the new Friday as ranks of office workers began to return months after lockdowns and working from home. The new pattern of commuting is imperiling thousands of small businesses in central business districts that rely on a steady flow of customers from Monday to Friday to recover expensive downtown rents and turn a profit. My comment, try to find a place to have lunch. Good luck. Here's a press release from FTX. MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani joins FTX as global ambassador through long-term partnership. Ohtani will serve as global ambassador for the FTX brand, FTX to commit to annual charitable contributions on behalf of Ohtani. TX Trading Limited, or FTX.com, and West Realm Shires Services, FTX US. The owners and operators of FTX.com and FTX US, respectively, today announced a long-term partnership with global icon and history-making MLB superstar Shohei Ohtani. In addition to being an FTX global ambassador, Mr. Ohtani will receive all his compensation in equity and cryptocurrencies, illustrating his strong belief in both FTX and the crypto industry. My comment, another brilliant marketing move by FTX. Here are the top three stories from Tuesday's JLN. Our top story Tuesday was Institutional Investors, Why a California Bartender Won't Stop Trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin, subtitled The GameStop Saga Brought Retail Investors into a Larger Debate on How Trades Are Executed, from Payment for Order Flow to Latency Arbitrage. Second was Remote Career Development, Kevin Davis of First Workings on How to Advance and Enhance Your Career When You Are Working Remotely, from Authority Magazine via Medium. Third was Cryptocurrencies, How Regulators Lost Control, a video from the Financial Times. This is John Lothian with a daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian Newsletter for November 18th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. Bloomberg is reporting that the owner of the 175 West Jackson building, Brookfield Asset Management, Inc., is facing imminent default of the building next door to the Chicago Board of Trade building. This is the insurance exchange building that Brookfield bought in 2018, which was bad timing. Also, the owner took on a lot of debt to complete the deal, which is where the imminent default comes in. As I previously mentioned, JLN is closing its offices in the CBOT building at the end of the year because of the uncertain real estate market and the ending of our lease. We are continually watching the course of the pandemic and its impact on the downtown market. Here's an update on the competition between Hong Kong Exchange and SGX for the MSCI A50 versus the FTSE Russell A50. The Hong Kong Exchange MSCI A50 shares on November 17th traded 22,623 contracts and had an open interest of 29,679. The 22,000 contracts was a new record, but also involved traders rolling positions forward from September to December. SGX's FTSE Russell A50 futures traded 166,338 contracts on November 17, 2021. For more on Hong Kong's MSCI, check out episode 8 of Hong Kong Exchange's podcast series, this one titled 1 month on MSCI China A50 Connect Index Futures, Kevin Rideout. Also, Hong Kong Exchange is celebrating the 7th anniversary of Stock Connect, the market access program linking Hong Kong and mainland China's equity capital markets. CCP12 has published a perspective on transparency. There's a link in today's newsletter for the paper. The finalists of the Deutsche Börse Photography Foundation Prize 2022 have been announced. They are Deanna Lawson, Gilles Perez, Joe Ratcliffe, and Anastasia Semolova. You can find a link in today's newsletter for this release. Inflation is ravaging women's golf and the CME LPGA tournament. The CME has increased the winnings purse for the Women's CME Group Tour Championship to $7 million in 2022, up from $5 million in 2021. The winner of the LPGA tournament sponsored by the CME Group will walk away with $2 million, the largest single prize in women's golf. All players who compete receive at least $40,000. That is actually a $40,000 participation trophy of sorts. Here is the statement from the head of LPGA. We could not be more grateful to CME Group under the bold and visionary leadership of Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy for helping provide the best female golfers in the world with the opportunity to live their dreams, said LPGA Commissioner Molly Marco-Salmon. The race to the CME Globe and the CME Group Tour Championship have transformed the LPGA since their inception in 2014. Today's announcement is another example of CME's continued pioneering support of the LPGA and their commitment to leveling the playing field for female golfers and female athletes in general from around the globe. There were no new donations to the JLN Markets Wiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. CFTC Commissioner Dawn Stump is the featured guest in an event sponsored by the Derivatives and Futures Law Committee and the FinTech Regulation and Enforcement Committee of the DC Bar Corporation Finance and Securities Law Community on November 22nd at 10 a.m. Eastern Time. She's expected to focus on FinTech and cryptocurrency and digital assets as well as other issues facing the Commission. More details are available with a link in today's newsletter. The Institute for Financial Markets is hosting an online Clearing 101 workshop with instructor Marty Trinazzi on December 13th and 14th from 12 to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time each day. The course is designed to explain the multilateral systems that provide the infrastructure for transferring, clearing, and settling payments for derivatives and other financial transactions among financial institutions and end users, the group says. Details and registration information are available with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. We have another video, FIA Expo 2021 video, Greenwood Project takes off like a rocket. Bevan Joseph, executive director and co-founder of the Greenwood Project, along with his wife, Eloise Joseph, is a victim of his own success. The program has boomed and he is thrilled. The impact has been crazy, he said. We didn't see this coming, but we are happy. In a video interview with John Lothian News at FIA Expo 2021, Joseph said the program, which introduces high school and college students in underserved communities to the financial services industry, has seen especially dramatic expansion in 2020 and 2021 with the attraction of new talent and the extension of the project to new cities. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the FT from Gillian Tett. Can guilt help bankers change for the better? Research suggests that guilt-prone individuals may have a moral advantage in workplaces that banks should try to hire them. Should financiers feel guilt? If they did, would that make the world of money a safer place? In the years since the 2008 financial crisis, these questions have been raised with a sense of anger by politicians, media pundits, and ordinary citizens. Now, the mighty New York Federal Reserve is exploring the issue in a more forward-facing and geeky way, too. My comment, we are all guilty. How does this work, then? Here's a story from Bloomberg. Canadian teen arrested in crypto theft worth $36.5 million. Case marks the biggest crypto theft reported by one person. Police identified the alleged thief through a gaming username. A Canadian teenager was arrested for allegedly stealing $46 million Canadian dollars, or $36.5 million U.S. currency, worth of cryptocurrency from a U.S. victim, the biggest crypto theft reported from one person, according to police in the city of Hamilton near Toronto. My comment, teens can learn a lot on the internet and YouTube, including how to steal cryptocurrency. This opens up a world of crime for them and headaches for the rest of us. This is why we need values-based programs for youth. Keep them busy and give them lots of real examples of good citizens and leaders. Here's another story from Bloomberg. City of London firm offers unlimited holiday to battle burnout. FinCap also sets 4-week minimum in new policy from 2022. Broker just had the busiest ever 6 months after deal-making surge. After a blockbuster year for capital markets and a pandemic to boot, FinCap Group PLC will allow its employees to take as many vacations as they want in the hopes of preventing staff burnout. The London-based broker is changing the vacation policy to offer employees unlimited paid breaks from 2022, Chief Executive Officer Sam Smith said in a phone interview Thursday. The firm's investment bankers, salespeople, and other staff will be required to take at least 4 weeks a year and 2 or 3 days a quarter, according to Smith. My comment, so I get paid and I don't ever have to go back to work? I'm in. Here's a story from the FT. How widespread is COVID in animals and what are the risks to humans? Zoologists fear wildlife may become a reservoir of infection that could be transmitted to people. Two studies showing high levels of COVID-19 infection among wild deer in the U.S. have renewed concerns about the virus spreading through animal populations. The findings released this month come as more reports of COVID in pets and captive animals are emerging. Lincoln Children's Zoo in Nebraska lost 3 rare snow leopards to the disease earlier this month. My comment, be careful the next time you pet a snow leopard. Here are the top 3 stories from Wednesday's JLN. It looks like our leaders are already thinking about holiday fun. Our top story Wednesday was 12 lines for Thanksgiving and beyond from the New York Times. Second was the lead story, GMEX launches interoperable trading and post-trade hub, bridging access between traditional and digital asset markets, a GMEX press release. And third was a repeat from yesterday's top 3, institutional investors, why a California bartender won't stop trolling Citadel's Ken Griffin. This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the John Lothian newsletter for November 19th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off JLN today with the comments and stories from the hits and takes section. We missed including this story yesterday from the Wall Street Journal, and it is a good one. It's from John McCormick and Alexander Ostapovich, and is titled, Google CME Cloud Partnership Could Upend Tech Investments by Traders. High-frequency traders have spent years building systems designed to work with Exchange's data center. Matthias Grolick of Eurex posted a commentary to LinkedIn titled, Eurex Euro OIS Outstanding Increase 12 Times Since 2018. Euro Stir on the Rise. The story talks about how Eurex successfully managed legacy transactions worth 364 billion euro referenced to Iona across the Euro Stir, and how this represents a major milestone for the European rates transition. Traders Magazine has a tribute to Sean Sullivan, an OMS sales pioneer who died at the age of 58. Sullivan was the chief revenue officer at LiquidityBook and died Saturday, November 13th, following complications from surgery to remove a brain tumor. NYSE has a position open on its communications team for a communications associate. ADM Investor Services announced that Melanie O'Brien has been promoted to the position of Director of IB and Customer Relations. O'Brien has been part of ADMIS in various positions since 1984. The London Stock Exchange has held 100 IPOs in 2021, year to date. The DC Bar Communities is holding a remote Zoom session on NASDAQ's Board Diversity Rule, Implementation and Impact on Tuesday, November 30th, 2021 at 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m. Eastern Time. The Chicago Federal Reserve has a new tool to get a local economic snapshot of a city, county, state, region, or Federal Reserve District to find economic, industry, and demographic information. Encyclopedia Britannica is looking for a manager of financial planning and analysis. There were no new donations to the JLN MarketsWiki Education GoFundMe campaign yesterday. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. FIA Expo 2021, Exigy merger seen as solid marriage of products businesses. Why bring Exigy Inc. and Vela Trading Systems together? The firms combined forces last May, and two of their executives talked to JLN about the reason behind their merger at FIA Expo 2021 in November. David Taylor, Exigy's Chief Technology Officer and Co-President, said the combination allows the companies to have more scale in the marketplace, more tools, and more opportunity to invest in the expansion of the company's offering. Growing organically and inorganically was always part of our agenda. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from Bloomberg. London's banking uniform is now bespoke chinos and brown shoes. The financiers are back in London's financial district, but they're getting a little harder to recognize. In the once austere city of London, an era-defining change is underway. Bankers coming back to their desks are leaving their suits at home and calling time on decades-old taboo against brown shoes. The city streets may be increasingly busy. Sandwich sales in London are running at 88% of pre-COVID levels, but more and more returning workers don't look like they did before March 2020. Instead, now comfortable with the informality of video calling, they are sporting a smart casual look and adopting a dress-for-your-day attitude. My comment, I could be a London banker. Here's another story from Bloomberg. Ex-JP Morgan trader sells jam, inspires Italians who want to quit. After 4 years in the trenches as a London-based trader for firms including JP Morgan Chase & Company, Andrea Tagliabue decided he'd had enough. Now, the story of how he packed it in and returned to his native Lombardy to create a new life closer to the land is inspiring other Italians who want to move on from their jobs. My comment, there are just too many bad jokes to be made here. Let's just say this is a sweet story. Here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. Storms forecast for Thanksgiving week could complicate holiday travel plans. Weather predictions could change, but currently show rain on both coasts early next week. Inclement weather could mean travel delays for Thanksgiving week, one of the busiest of the year in the U.S. A storm is forecast to bring rain and high winds to the Great Lakes and Upper Midwest starting Sunday. The weather system will then move east towards New York, accompanying the coldest air of the season in the region Monday into Tuesday. My comment, be prepared. Here are the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our top story Thursday was the New York Times vaccinated versus unvaccinated, Europe's COVID culture war. Second was Waters Wrap, what TT's new owners and CEO could mean for the industry going forward from Waters Technology. Third was ASX says its DLT services platform is now production ready from the Trade News. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.